Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm John.
And this is 6 Degrees of Schwarzenegger, the podcast where we take a long, hard look back at some of our favorite action movies from the era of Arnold.
Schwarzenegger is the icon of the genre, and we're taking a deep dive into some of these 80s and 90s cult action movies, and we're breaking them all the way down.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy that we still got Rick with us to see us through to the conclusion here.
We needed you.
Minute for the long haul. I'm not ready to go yet.
We needed you. You were here when we needed you the most.
It's all going to be downhill from here, and we mean that in a good way.
Yeah, this movie is picking up some steam here in the final stretch.
That's right. We're here for the final episode of our breakdown of 1989's Roadhouse.
A classic.
It doesn't sound right when I say 89. It should be like 82.
Yeah, 83 on a shoestring budget.
Shoestring budget. Canon Films presents.
Yeah, exactly. Should have been.
That's nuts to me.
What even happened in the last episode? I don't even know.
You got me. A monster truck. I remember something about a monster truck.
That's
and pubic
right.
hair.
That's
male
right.
Male pubes.
I think that the long and short of it was that Wade and Dalton went out for a day of fun with the doc.
Yeah.
And Wade and Dalton had a heart-to-heart about the one time that Dalton killed a guy, but it was okay because the guy was going to kill him. And then...
Some other shit happened,
and then... Wesley he blew up a gas station.
He did.
And then he destroyed a car dealership, all in the name of keeping his grip on Jasper.
He made his girlfriend strip for everyone in town to see.
Yeah. He almost had the united might of the Jasper Chamber of Commerce against him, but
you don't want the Jasper Chamber of Commerce turning on you. You're gonna have a bad day.
Yeah.
This every episode of this series has been like a rinse and repeat.
Yeah,
it's just been like Wesley tries to pull some shit to get the better of Dalton and he fails.
Yeah, yeah, and then I guess the biggest thing that happened really is that Wade rolled into town.
Right? Yeah, Wade's
like
here.
Town, like
he's like the mentor to Dalton. I guess he's his sensei. He says Shidoshi.
He's Yoda.
Shidoshi. He is. You don't look like Tanaka. So anyway, and that's where it picks us up. So
totally.
Back at the barn, Dalton has taken out some of his frustration on some type of punching apparatus.
Did he construct that thing?
It looks like he rigged up like a rudimentary punching dummy with some 2x4s and some old pads.
This is where I thought of the Quicksilver method.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of, too.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I thought of, too, that he rigged up this punching dummy.
It looked like some shit out of a Van Damme movie, too, though, like a kickboxer or something when he's punching the little, like, that rack of pads.
Yeah, that's exactly
what it is.
It almost looked to me like a deflated glove that, like, the trainer holds up for a boxer, but that, like, it was flat so that it could fit over that piece of wood.
At first, I was like, does he travel with that in the trunk, too? But looking at the 2x4s, I was
he rigged it up, right?
Yeah, he built that himself. So
he's got the Mercedes is out of the barn and uncovered. Does that mean, like, he's leaving? Is
that
he thinking about it?
I would
it?
Think that he's getting ready maybe to... Well, no, because...
He's tempted to leave,
yeah.
I guess.
Or maybe he just doesn't care about hiding his money anymore. I don't know. Mm. So Wade comes calling, hey, little amigo, you're all fucked up, aren't you?
That is an amazing greeting.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, Wade urges Dalton to just, like, come with me. Let's blow town. We'll never come back. And I'm with Wade on this
That's
one.
That's a good-ass idea.
Yeah. So Dalton tells Wade he can leave anytime he wants, then proceeds to climb a rope and start wailing on a heavy bag in the hayloft.
It's weird. He's like just aggressively climbing
a rope. It's like some Rocky-esque Rocky IV workout.
It was like a show of strength because he didn't use the legs to push off on the knots in the rope. He just had them straight out like in an L position, like a gymnast on the ring.
He's working his core strength as well.
His core is powerful. So yeah, Wade's like climbing. It's so
I've never seen melodramatic rope climbing in a movie before.
He goes climbing. He's just shit.
I gotta climb the hayloft now. So he gets up there and he's like, Dalton, you don't need this. Dalton tells him to not tell him what he needs, and if he wants to go and leave me the fuck alone. Wade tells him that he shouldn't tell him what to do, and you're right, I shouldn't tell you what to do. I should just kick your ass instead. So Dalton like whirls and throws a punch, which Wade catches with like that big smacking sound. Like,
yeah, man.
Sounds like thunderclap or something.
And not even like his hand going backwards, just a straight catch, just right there.
This is the big, like, the wizard versus, like, wizard and apprentice sort of trope, Yoda and Luke or fucking Miyagi. And anytime you got, like, the old sage training the young apprentice and, like, they have to, at some point, like, clash with each other.
Yeah, like Daniel doing the Ali move and Miyagi just foot leg switching and puts him down.
Put him down.
I like that, like, how haunted Dalton looks. He looks, like, scared and haunted and Wade says, you know, we're not going to do it like this. We're not going to fight. And that Dalton has taught him as much as he taught Dalton. And then he tells
Tinder.
Yeah, he tells him, you know, I love you. And then he's like, all right, I'm gonna leave now.
We get the impression, like, he's leaving.
Yeah, he's leaving.
He's leaving town forever, right? That's the way it seems to all of us here.
Agreed.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll get back to that.
Dalton goes back to aggressively punching the heavy bag, and then like until he just can't anymore, and he like leans up on it, and he's like deep in thought.
He's a tormented soul.
He is.
I think he wants to leave, but he also wants the dock. Plus, he's got that intense bloodlust. Like, he really wants to kill.
Whatever it is in him that he can't shake that makes him want to rip men's throats out, it's like it has reached a fever pitch. So later that night, Dalton is staring across the river at Wesley's mansion when Dr. Clay comes upstairs. Mm-hmm. She says she's come to talk. Dalton immediately gets defensive and says, no, you came to tell me to leave. She says that she cares about him, but he has no idea who Wesley is. He calls bullshit and says he knows I know exactly who Brad Wesley is. I've seen his kind many times. He keeps taking and taking till somebody takes him.
Dalton seems like at this point he's like he comes off to me as like resentful of the town people as well. He's like, it's obvious no one in this town can stand up to him.
Yeah.
Like he's just mad at the world.
Yeah. She seems doubtful that Dalton will be the man to take Wesley. But then Dalton says, Brad Wesley picked me, and when he did, he fucked up.
He fucked up.
I'm only good at one thing, Doc. I never lose. But actually we know that's not true because he's also good at ripping throats out.
I feel like this scene must have originally been a lot longer because in the middle of the conversation, all of a sudden Dalton has a lit cigarette in his hand that was not there before. So there must have been a chunk cut out of this thing.
Yeah, Doc calls him out saying that the only person he wants to do this for is himself and it's certainly not for the townspeople. And then she screams, who's going to save the town from you, really, when it comes down to it. And then as she like builds to this fever pitch, this big dramatic scream, there's a big dramatic explosion, and Emmett's house completely goes up in flames. I mean, it blows up. That's extreme.
Sky high. Gone.
Doc runs down the stairs while Dalton flies out the window, off the roof of the barn, and bounces off some hay bales in the back of the truck.
Thank God the truck was there.
Yeah. He runs into the burning house, crying out for Emmett, comes out carrying him like a potato sack. There's like another massive explosion in the house as they're running away.
Epic, like the house was full of gunpowder or something.
Across the water, Brad Wesley is watching in satisfaction from his veranda.
He's got the fucking, like, the full-on, like, an ascot.
He looks like Panama Jack over there. It's like, if he had a monocle, we'd be set.
Oh.
Dalton sort of, like, smacks him around, gets him to come to. Emmett says I'd be fine if he'd get off of me.
I love that line. Yeah.
It's a weird time to be joking, but good for Emmett. He's got a sense of humor still.
And then Jimmy, the goon, comes riding out from behind the burning house on a dirt bed, laughing maniacally.
He was really close to where the house blew up, right?
Right.
Like, yeah.
I would think he would, if we assume he's behind it, he would have been clear of the house before the explosion.
Why stay behind?
Yeah, I mean, I would think he's so close to the house, the concussion would have knocked him out,
right?
Too, maybe.
He's really close to the house.
That's not a small explosion. That thing went up twice. That would have been a big concussion that came off of him.
Absolutely. So
I love that he stopped, though, like stopped to laugh and like revel in his own
laugh,
his own attempted murder.
I love the tracking shot of the camera like in front of the bike and his like head thrown back laughing. So
there was something evil in the 80s about like just dirt bikes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like from
Karate Kid or whatever else. Yeah. Like it just seemed like an evil mode of transportation.
It was cool.
Rambo stole one from that kid in town in First Blood.
Yep. He did, totally.
So Dalton runs at warp speed, a superhuman feat of strength, and tackles Jimmy off the dirt bike.
He somehow seemed as if he was running as fast as Jimmy was riding.
Yeah. They both get up and immediately it's like whoosh, like a strike a pose.
Oh, big time.
This is maybe my favorite exchange of lines in the whole movie.
There's some good
Prepare
ones.
To die. You are such an asshole.
It's great comeback.
We have been waiting for this like the whole movie.
Yeah,
I feel like
it's been building up since that first sexual look.
Yeah,
we hit the garage.
Since Red's Garage, it's been teased since that moment.
We've talked about some movies where they tease like a big fight that never actually happens.
Right.
Like I thought about Lincoln Hawk and Terry Funk, like they never actually really fought in Over the Top, or Arnold and Jesse Ventura in Running Man,
really
like
that
never happens. And it's like, wait, what? How did the movie end? And those two never fought each other for real.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that this movie is at least giving us what it's promised.
Yeah. Dalton takes early command of the fight, but Jimmy battles back and evens things up. It's like, Dalton's kind of smiling with pleasure as he's like kicking ass right at the beginning, but then quickly turns into like this back and forth thing.
Yeah, I think he got such control early. He's like, I got this guy.
Yeah, his hubris got the better of him, like always. If you listen to the podcast, you know that's a no-no.
Always.
Jimmy somehow in the middle of an exchange like finds a piece of like a plank of wood and like hits Dalton with it and then gets him in like a half Nelson.
Apparently like that log or whatever he hit him with was real.
Jesus.
Like that they were sort of fighting and the actor, Marshall Teague, like assumed that this was a prop and he hit him with it and it really like fucked.
Maybe that was the injury.
Fuck Swayze up a little bit. That's fucking nuts.
Maybe that's
to
the
me,
knee
dude.
Injury or whatever. But I like the I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
That is one of the more memorable lines of the movie.
Yes. Yeah.
It kind of, I don't know why, but it works. Like, it just is it's a memorable ass line.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
The music playing in the fight scene was amazing.
This is what we talked about in the very first episode. Like, Kamen like went all out, or Kramer or whatever his name is. Like,
Kamen,
all out. Like it sounds like it's epic. This score
it sounds
is
like
crazy.
Die Hard music or Lethal Weapon. I mean, it
like,
sounded just like Die Hard.
It's like
really.
He knew I've got a couple of moments in this movie. I'm gonna make the most of them.
Yeah,
he gave him like a few good pieces of music, and this was definitely
perfect
like a
for
high
this
point.
Fight scene. Yeah, Jimmy is then in full control and just like beating the ever loving shit out of Dalton. He's like got him bloodied and staggering against a tree. And then Jimmy's like, damn, boy, I thought you were good. And Dalton's like, go fuck yourself.
Dalton's not great at the comebacks.
And this is when I wondered, we've talked about throughout the movie, like where Dalton is like the pie, where he's like, he is one thing and then pretends to be another thing, but then is another thing underneath that.
The first thing.
I wondered in this was like, was Dalton going easy on Jimmy during this to avoid ripping his throat out? Was he trying to control his animal instincts?
Oh, he was like reining himself in?
Yeah. That's what
I don't know. I think as we've talked a few times, I think Jimmy was just that good.
Yeah. I think when he hit him with the log or whatever, that like turned
even
the tables.
Things,
though in a normal movie, I feel like you'd say like, oh, he cheated. Mm-hmm. But in a fight like this, I feel like anything you can get your hands on is fair game.
Yeah, this is no holds barred.
Yeah. So Dalton dodges Jimmy's kick as he's like coming to kick him against that tree.
Uh-huh.
He catches Jimmy's leg and sort of like, it gets caught around the tree and he like wrenches it the rest of the way around the tree.
I feel like he tore his knee out there. Like tore all the ligaments.
Yeah. Then he kicks him in the balls and starts beating the hell out of him.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Jimmy's like down on one knee and he pulls like a little snub-nosed pistol out of an ankle holster and says, I'm going to kill you the old-fashioned way, which I guess means shoot him with a gun.
I feel like there are older ways than like, in that.
I think he was killing him the old-fashioned way.
It was like his Indiana Jones moment with the swordsman in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Exactly. Just, okay, enough. I'm shooting. Sure.
Dalton kicks the gun out of Jimmy's hand, and then this is the moment we've all been waiting for. He rips his throat out and kicks the dead body in the river. The doc runs up at that moment, pulls Jimmy's body out, and tries to render first aid, or at least is like giving him the look over, but it's too late.
Oh, he's gone.
Plus, she's like looking at the eyes and like, no, the throat is gone.
He's got a ragged hole in his throat.
It's like if you try to give him air, it's just going to come out of your neck hole. So
gross. The throat rip, you don't see that much. I don't even know if that's possible.
Yeah.
Do you buy it? Do you think it could be done?
I feel like that has to come from somewhere.
You'd have to. The director said that he like heard a story that a martial artist did this to someone, but it almost feels like an urban legend or something.
I feel like there probably at some point in history there had to be some ninja or something that had like a gauntlet with a claw or something on it.
Oh,
like
man.
Some weapon like that. That has to come from somewhere.
I'm skeptical of just the bare hand doing it.
I don't think you can get
your fingers in and you'd have to have a hell of a grip.
And a lot of adrenaline and
There's a good throat ripping Under Siege. We'll have to check that out. Yeah. Just Seagal ripping a throat out.
I've seen that movie I think one time.
Oh dude, it's rock solid.
Yeah.
Busey and Tommy Lee Jones in the same movie.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. Dueling bad guys. Love it.
So all throughout, like in the aftermath of this, Dalton seems to be acting like, oh no, not again. I was like, does he just go into fugue state, like full on great
it's
white
boring.
Shark, and his eyes roll back?
It's
and he's like, I have to.
It's like borderline funny the way he's playing it. He's like, oh no, it's happened again.
Yeah, Doc seems disgusted. But rather
That's
than,
weird, right?
Right.
I mean,
she doesn't even say anything to
moment.
Him.
Yeah? Or was it? I don't know that he had to kill Jimmy because he had already disarmed him.
No, I don't think he had to kill him, but okay. I'm just saying, like, Doc didn't even say anything. She's just like, how dare you? And, like, leaves. Just gives him this look, withering stare and leaves.
Of course, like, he doesn't go after her.
Right. No. Yeah, so rather than go after her, he, like, grabs Jimmy's lifeless corpse out into the water, screaming, Wesley! Wesley seems we sort of get this, a look of concern or at least of interest on Wesley's face as like, well, Dalton's like, fuck yeah!
That is like insane person behavior.
Yeah.
From him. It's like, it reminded me, I was telling Rick when we were watching, like, when Riggs and Lethal Weapon were like, McAllister! He's like, who's fucking next?
Yeah.
He's dragging his corpse out into the river. Like,
yeah, just leave the body
floating in
the water.
He didn't
want
to go and, like, try to patch things up with the doc. He's, the bloodlust is up.
He's got to go practice fighting. He's got to go do some Tai Chi.
So they filmed this scene for 5 nights. Fighting, and they did the thing like a ton of. They did the routine a ton of times. This is apparently where Swayze hurt his knee, and they were like having to drain fluid out of his knee as they were filming all this stuff.
Fucking log.
One thing was like they said at some point a raft of female Swayze fans came floating by because they had heard they were filming out there and like were interrupting the sequence or whatever. But the thing, John, that I think you'll dig the most was did this scene they did early on in the production because on the DVD, both the actors, Swayze and Teague, said they hadn't really spoken to each other very much before they started filming the scene. And Marshall Teague was like, he thought of himself as a real martial artist and like he didn't really respect Swayze.
Yeah.
Like, sort of, he had to throw the fight, you know, to this pretend guy.
Interesting.
Or whatever. But, like, once he saw how hard of a worker Swayze was, they, like, everything changed. And he said, like, they became really good friends that, like, years later, anytime one of them was having a hard time in their life, like, he'd get a call out of the blue from Swayze. Like, if Swayze was having problems or he'd call Swayze. And, like, they were, like,
that's bros, awesome, man.
Bros for life. They bonded over this Riverside fight. Amazing shit.
I do love that. Thank you for sharing that with me. It also speaks to the enduring greatness of Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
Everyone loves him.
Rafts of women, Marshall Teague, everyone loves Swayze.
Sam Elliott.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just universal
for
love.
Sure. That's a good story. I liked anecdotes like that. Anyway, Jimmy died.
his corpse would float floating on down the river, floating out to sea.
So the next day, Dalton in his gi/shirt rolls up to the Devil Deuce. Shit. He's apparently not been arrested for murder.
How do you just show up to work again the next day? Or was he showing up to put in his 2 weeks notice, or is like, I'm gone?
I feel like he was probably showing up to leave.
You talk about it. He drove in the Mercedes. So he's out of here.
Good
point. Got the Mercedes. I'm gone.
He's here to just tell him he's leaving, I guess, or whatever. Because
they all know about the beater that he had. This is, I'm out of here.
Right. So as he's entering, the phone, the bar phone is ringing, and it's Wesley. Here's what's on today. He tells Dalton either Wade or the doc is going to die, and he's going to choose. Dalton tells him he's a sick man.
Many, many questions.
Yeah.
How did Wesley know that it was Dalton? Because he just picks up the phone and says hello, and he seems to know it's him.
He knows that voice.
Also, how long had that phone been ringing?
Just
all like hours.
All morning. He was just sitting there at his desk all morning waiting for someone to pick up.
I think Wesley's been in there like doing correspondence, or maybe he's just staring blankly at Jimmy's body.
I think he's staring at nothing.
He's staring at Jimmy's body.
Because this is 89. There's no voicemail or anything. He's just going to let it ring until somebody picks it up.
Ringing until someone picks up.
I like the idea of him just sitting there letting it ring for hours.
Here's what's on today.
Here's what's on today. So he says, somebody, one of these two people is going to die. He says, I'll flip a coin. I love the, hold on a second. And then he flips the coin and says, I'd sure like to tell you how it turned out, and hangs up the phone. That's
ominous.
Sadistic.
That's
cold
hearted.
Yeah.
Cold blood.
Yeah. So at that moment, a beat to hell Wade stumbles through the door. I like the little wave that he gives before like collapsing.
Well, I mean, wasn't he leaving town last time we saw him?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What happened?
I think he got jumped on
the
way
out. He got jumped
out.
Before he got out, but that's like 18 hours ago.
They've been beating him up for 18 hours.
Really? Okay.
My thought was they took him that, after he left the barn, they kind of, maybe Wesley saw from across
caught him
the
on his way out of town.
Caught him.
Yeah.
Beat the hell out of him. Then they pushed him. They drove him up and pushed him through the door of the Double Deuce. Because if not,
agreed.
I think Dalton would have heard the motorcycle drive up. And he's in no condition to drive at this point.
Yeah, agreed.
I think they pushed him through the door.
Okay.
I'm with you on that. So Dalton helps him to a stool. Wade says that three guys jumped him, and then they told him he was lucky. Dalton says, immediately starts to get like worried. He's like, I got to go find the doc. Wade starts to get up to go with him, but Dalton's like, you have a beer and wait for me to come back.
Have a beer.
Yeah. Sit the fuck
he's
got to
have like all types of internal bleeding. He's like, have a beer.
It'll help. He's like, I got to go find the doc. Well, let's go.
Yeah.
He should have taken him with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Dalton seems to, like, he's telling Wade, like, Wesley's won, he got to me, and we're gonna leave together.
Okay.
We're gonna load up in the Mercedes and get the hell out of here. Wade is definitely into this idea. Everyone's grinning and happy, and like, we're on the same page.
That a boy, me.
So yeah, exactly. Dalton rushes over to the hospital where a nurse at reception tells him Doc's an X-ray. He bursts in to tell her that she's got to get her things because they got to go now.
Also, the doc is just working the next day like nothing happened last night.
Yeah.
Like her boyfriend didn't rip a man's throat out right in front of her.
Yeah. She works at a hospital, so.
She's seen us all before.
She says, I'm not going anywhere with you. Oh, yes, you are. That's not cool.
I see her view on this. I'm like,
yeah,
this dude, he exposed himself as a maniac last night.
Agreed. Yeah. Dalton starts to like manhandle her. She pulls free of him, tells him to forget it. And then he says, Doc, the man is crazy. And she's like, and you're not?
Yeah. He's more than a little.
He's lost it.
What, the throat ripping thing?
He's
I
more
can
than
explain.
He's more than a little crazy.
Yeah.
Like the way, like killing Jimmy is debatable, but the way he acted afterwards, is nuts.
I like that he seems sort of hurt by, her, like her saying, "What, you're not crazy?" Yeah.
But he is on equal level now with Wesley in craziness.
Yeah,
sadistic. Yeah, he's like, I don't know that he needed to end Jimmy's life. He had won the fight.
No.
He'd taken the gun away. His knee was like, he didn't need to rip the throat.
No.
He just could have done a liver die.
Liver
honk.
Die, man.
Bonk.
Yeah. Anyway, she tells him to leave, which he does. He drives back over to the Double Deuce. He's like, he weirdly laughs as he enters to find Wade, like, we think, asleep on the bar. Tells him to, he's like, I said one beer, senor. Tells him to wake up because we're leaving. He nudges Wade, whose body rolls over to reveal that he's been stabbed.
Shit.
And it looks like Pat's knife to me, like that big hunting knife
or
something.
Yeah.
Like.
It's definitely a big old knife.
Yeah. And there's a note pinned to the...
I'll come back to that later because I think it's someone else's.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a note pinned to the chest with a knife that says it was Tails. So we get that that's obviously from Wesley.
Shit.
And so then, yeah, Dalton goes through all stages of grief in approximately 10 seconds.
Yeah, he had the denial and whatever, rage.
Just cycling through them. In rage, I like the sword in the stone movement where he's like, reaching out for the knife.
He got the tears flowing, Swayze. Yeah. He was acting his ass off.
He pulls the knife out of Wade's body, rushes out of the bar, gets in his car, and drives off. The orchestral score flares up again at this moment. It's like, sounds like, Bartok again or some.
Man, Dalton's car is sweet, dude. Yeah,
That Mercedes
is amazing.
So, yeah, we cut to Wesley's spread. All the goons are laying in wait around for the inevitable battle.
They're all just handling their guns.
And then we get that, remember that blonde? Mm-hmm. She could suck start a Harley.
Did that inspire
Is sucking
Paxton?
Start a thing?
I don't know, but I feel like that inspired Paxton and True Lies.
Had to.
She could suck start a leaf blower.
So we can now assume, though, Denise is no longer in the picture.
Right?
That's my take. She's finally, however it is.
Oh, shit. What did she happen to her? Did she get killed?
That's what I debate. Is she dead, or did Wesley just let her go?
Is her body with Jimmy's body?
Shit.
I don't know.
I could see that. I could see him doing that, but shit. That's dark.
I could see him killing Denise to take out his aggression from Jimmy dying.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, I hadn't thought about that angle. I like that. Well, so, I don't like it.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. You are sick, man. You know what? You're really sick, man. So suddenly, Dalton's car comes flying up the driveway a la Lincoln Hawks and over the top.
Oh, yes, the Cutler Estate.
The guys spot it, start to scramble, and the Mercedes burst through the rail fence.
Which flies apart as if it was made of balsa wood. Because it was.
Because it was. So the goons all open fire. The car's still coming. As it's gaining speed across the lawn, they all scatter to get out of the way because duh. And then it hits a stone wall closer to the house, goes into an airborne barrel roll, explodes in midair, and then crashes to a stop finally.
That was a pretty rad stunt.
Yeah, it was awesome.
They said there was a driver behind the wheel to do that, which is nuts.
That's insanity.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And I love the little comedy moment Kevin actually picked out of this with Morgan. And the way Terry Funk was firing his gun.
I didn't notice that.
He was doing like you would when you were a little kid, where every time you'd pull the trigger, you'd go like...
Oh, gosh.
Kevin's arms as a gun going up in the air.
You can't see it. The gun's jumping in his hand, but just weird.
It looks so bad.
Terry, lethal with a chair, not so much with a gun.
give him that branding iron from the Double Cross Ranch.
Exactly, yes. So the goons approach the car, fling the door open, only to find that it's empty. The gas pedal had been pinned down by the knife that was used to kill Wade Garrett. Says Ketchum.
Did you notice it had a little quarter in the hilt, in the thing?
No,
that was tails.
That
was tails up. That was awesome.
This is where I think with the knife, I think it was Ketchum's.
Okay.
That killed Wade instead of Pat's, because it's the same one we know Dalton took.
Right.
And that Ketchum puts it in very.
He puts it in his sheath.
Very
calm.
Nice.
He had an empty sheath. Yeah.
Good call.
I thought the car was driving straight for a car with no driver. That thing was across grass. That thing was driving a straight ass line. That alignment was on point.
That mechanic deserves a raise for the alignment on the Mercedes.
Dude, and this is where I start to wonder, why, where did Ketchum become Vice Goon number two instead of Morgan? Why?
Above Jim. Jimmy was number one, now Jimmy's gone.
Yeah. It's just when Morgan was the higher profile goon, I guess it's just...
Was he to you? Ketchum to me struck me as maybe
he
number
suddenly
two.
Became the number two, but it's just
maybe it's because he knew how to drive Bigfoot.
He's the only one.
Maybe.
If they kicked him out of the group, then he takes Bigfoot with him.
He has to stay in the band, you guys. So the guys head up to the house. They seem to think that it's smart to split up to go hunt Dalton down.
Yes. Why? Yeah. What? Why?
We haven't been able to take him 4-on-1. Let's all try it 1-on-1.
Let's do it.
If we all four go with guns and find him, we'll kill him. But instead...
Let's split up.
Anyway, Ketchum finds Morgan out cold beside an open door into the house.
Well, then I started wondering, is he out cold or is he meant to be dead?
I think he's unconscious? I feel like everyone's meant to be dead.
I think they're meant to be dead.
I think he's meant
okay,
to be dead.
Okay, so he's got like... He's just killing everyone now. He's on a murderous...
That's what I think.
Okay, okay.
Which makes the whole ending of this movie even weirder. But yeah. Anyway.
Apparently they shot all these encounters... Just they cut him out for time, but the director said, like, we filmed all the, because it is weird, just very quickly they find Morgan and the other guy like out of commission.
Dalton's a badass.
I guess so. Like, he's doing it real quick and quietly. It'd be amazing if just every person's throat had been ripped.
That would that was the move that I would. Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier. So then Ketchum enters the house cautiously with his shotgun raised. He finds O'Connor also down inside.
Is it wrong that I feel bad for O'Connor in this moment? He's had a rough movie.
He has had a rough movie.
Wesley kicked his ass. Dalton kicked his
O'Connor
ass.
O'Connor should have blown town.
Yeah. Then when they were when the liquor was being delivered, he got dumped in a dumpster after having his ass kicked, and now he's died.
It's a surprise to me that after the dumpster thing, that Wesley would have left O'Connor alive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like he needs to either be done away with or at least kicked out of the gang. I guess I don't know.
It would have been more awesome if Dalton had like rounded a corner in the house and O'Connor was standing there and O'Connor just like dropped his gun and said like, I'm out. And just like left. Yeah. Right? That should have been the thing that happened. Anyway.
They're over there.
Yeah, exactly. Ketchum's right over here. He's behind the thing.
We think it's problematic that Dalton is just seems to just be on a murdering rampage, right? Like, that's not very heroic.
No, he's
in this particular moment.
And that's like,
since the same level as Wesley. He's got no problem with killing people right now. Yep. None whatsoever.
He has proven Wesley right.
Yes.
All the, all this interior, dueling it out in a mansion, like, had some, whatever, Beverly Hills Cop or like Commando vibe to me. Like, just, like a Bel Air, Beverly Hills mansion type setup.
Agreed. So Dalton gets the drop on Ketchum. Ketchum tries to shoot him with the shotgun, but Dalton kicks it aside. Dalton wrestles the shotgun away. Ketchum pulls out the big knife. Dalton kicks the knife out of his hand and up into the air, and then grabs Ketchum by the throat, catches the knife, tails again, and guts him. I was kind of hoping for throat rip too here.
Another throat rip.
Right?
Dalton is always able to kick faster than someone can wield a knife or pull a trigger.
It's miraculous. Then
that was like a revenge killing, I feel like. Yeah. That was like the one, it was revenge for Wade.
Yeah, and that's another part where I bought into the knife being Ketchum's. It's like, totally you're the one that killed my guy.
Totally makes sense. So it's at that moment that Pat appears on the balcony with a shotgun. Dalton whirls, using Ketchum as a human shield, and Pat shoots Ketchum in the back. That's gruesome.
Yeah, dude.
And then Dalton pulls the knife out of Ketchum and whips it up at Pat.
However they did that, it looked really cool.
It looks really cool. And then Pat, like, falls over the balcony dead.
A good old railing kill.
Rest in peace,
Pat. That's a classic stunt, just dead body falling
over. And another great thing from Westerns. It's like dudes doing railing kill all the time.
Saloon or whatever.
Then we see, like, Wesley starting to, like, walk around, like, walking through with a pistol, like, surveying all the carnage and kind of, like,
he seems
shaking his
tickled.
Head.
He like, seems, like, amused.
Laughing, like, oh, that Dalton.
I think he just loves to see people, like, maimed and bloodied, even if they're his own people.
Yeah. I can hire more guys.
Yeah. Yeah, he just is, like, amused by the violence of it all.
Yeah, we also see Tinker nervously... like scurrying around the big game trophy room, like, I hate this place.
Dude, Rowdy Harrington said that all that shit belonged to the real homeowner. Like, that was not all props that they brought in, except I think the polar bear and the monkeys. But, like, the dude who owned the house, they just went in and were scouting locations, and this dude had this room, and they were like, oh, this is our location.
It looks like my ex-wife's husband's trophy room.
Shit. I don't vibe on trophy killing.
He had like a stuffed male lion and some
really?
Other shit.
Oh my
gosh.
It's fucking weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know how much sport there is in hiring a bunch of guides to help you sneak up on a lion and shoot him in the back.
Agreed.
I don't know. Majestic animals.
I know. You know who's not a majestic animal is Tinker. And as he's scurrying around the trophy room, a 10-foot tall or taller polar bear gets tipped over and Rick was talking about the like cartoon like.
It is. It's
and he's
weird.
Like opens fire on the thing as it's falling on him.
Because that's gonna stop.
And
it.
How? I mean, how heavy? We talking about this too. Like, how heavy is that?
A couple
thing?
Hundred pounds at least.
Yeah, right. Even if it's like a hollow, 200-300.
Even if it's a hollow shell of a thing, it's gotta be heavy.
And then Dalton like walks out with a kiss off line. You're made for each other.
Weird.
Yeah. So at that point, that like Wesley enters. I see you found my trophy room, Dalton. The only thing that's missing is your ass. That's actually a pretty great line.
You like that?
I do like that line. Wesley starts talking about how killing Wade, who he called just one old man, he's just one old man, was a mercy killing. He just put him out of his misery.
Why is he
mad at me for that, are you?
Jesus.
Why is he trying to get Dalton even more riled up?
You took Jimmy. He was in better shape. That's like,
That's where, like, I was thinking, like, humans are just chattel to Wesley.
Yeah.
Like, they're just things to be controlled and gained or lost, or like property to be won or lost. Like, he has no value of their lives.
Yeah, and then
bizarre.
And then at first he's like seems genuinely tickled, like amused that Dalton killed all these guys.
The music in this scene also is just straight up diehard music again.
And then he's like trying to get Dalton to come out and talk, and when I was he's like, this town's big enough for the both of us.
Which is weird, right? That's a weird. That's the opposite of how that's
destroyed.
Isn't that not that how that saying goes?
When I was first, like, you know, reviewing this and thinking about it, I was like, "Does he think that that's gonna work?" But then I was like, "Maybe he, I don't know. Maybe he means it. He's just so crazy. He's like, we both love killing people. We can kill. We can both kill people."
Like, I think it's way too late for that.
We can rule the galaxy as father and son.
Exactly. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, but also it's like Dalton just murdered several people to murder you. So
yeah, I don't think there's there's no talking him off the ledge now.
Dalton, who we saw on the other side of what looks like a buffalo, and somehow miraculously scurried around to the other side.
I don't know.
Of the
that
buffalo.
Thing looks like an ice age animal or something. It was like a weird little small
like a
buffalo
like
type
a baby
thing.
Mammoth.
A woolly, a baby woolly mammoth. So or weird. Some shit.
So he like jumps out from behind this stuffed whatever that damn thing is. Where Wesley had to have been able to see him before.
Yes.
And Wesley gets a shot off, and it hits Dalton in the shoulder. Dalton kicks the gun out of his hand.
Now, is a wound? Is the playing field level now a wounded Dalton?
I think so. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, because you can see in a couple of minutes or seconds here when they square off in the movie, like Dalton's, it's almost like a separated shoulder. It's hanging low. He's only got his right hand up in a fighting
position. He's fighting
with
one arm tied behind his back.
Exactly. Literally.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so Dalton's beating up on him a little bit, and as Wesley like falls backwards, he grabs a spear out of a basket full of spears.
You just got to keep a basket of spears.
And like a boss, chucks that spear at Dalton.
That was
it's
amazing
like,
throw.
Like, yeah, it was real, like expertly done,
is
sir.
Is this how he's killed some of the animals in
That's
his room?
That's what I think.
Here?
It's like maybe Wesley does have skills.
It's a spear
Do you think
hunter.
He was like in Korea? Was he like killing men with his bare hands?
I don't think he was that kind of war. It wasn't like
Rambo.
Yeah. It wasn't
Vietnam,
like
maybe Korea.
Yeah, not Korea.
Nothing
so
is
much.
Over. You don't just turn it on and off.
Shit, that's exact. Yeah, I would love to see like if they'd really played Wesley as like some PTSD shit, that would have been effective.
Oh,
like
I could
if
see
he'd
it.
Just been like off his edge, you know. But anyway, Dalton seems weakened from the gunshot wound because Wesley grabs another spear and just starts hitting him with the shaft.
Why not the sharp part?
I don't know, man.
Hit him it's with like, the blade.
Yeah. Dalton breaks the spear in half, and then they're like beating it. I love as they're beating each other up. Anytime that Wesley just takes and like slaps him with that chunk of spear is so funny.
Oh, there was one that he went across the face.
Yeah.
That would have just, and there wasn't he is, you know, messed up a little bit. There's not a scratch like from that.
Yeah.
Where that thing, it would be like getting whipped. Like there would just be this red mark across your face.
That was, I liked that. I was like, damn, that looked like it was for real.
Yeah,
that
shit was effective. It looked like it hurt.
Then Dalton kicks Wesley in the knee,
pain
which is
hurt.
The same thing like pain doesn't hurt. Like, we get the same as like that knee tweaking thing that Dalton learned from Wade.
It did seem like it tore something in Wesley's knee.
Yeah, because he dropped.
So, they sort of are like dropped on the ground together, and Wesley says, I thought it would be fun to fight you, Dalton. I really did. But now I just really don't have the time.
I don't have the time.
I think he fancies himself a tough guy.
Yeah, he does.
Like, he's like, oh, I'm your match. I'm as tough a guy as anyone else in the world.
I've been thinking about how fun it would be to fight you hand to hand. What? No, that, you haven't. No.
The kick to the knee of the old man, I feel like, felt like more of a cheap shot.
Yeah.
Than when it's like the mountain or one of these other dudes.
So Wesley produces a small pistol, something from his where does he? We don't even know where he like pulls it out.
Come out of a boot, maybe, or I don't know.
Another boot gun.
You would think it had to.
But Dalton, true to form, roundhouse kicks the gun out of his hand.
Yeah.
he knocks him to the ground, gets on top of him, and is poised. He's got that claw up in the air, ready to rip throat.
Like, there are other ways to kill a man. That's just like his only
way. That's what I say. It's like,
is more fun.
It's a compulsion. It's like he can't.
The hand has a mind of its own.
Like you learn, it's like a video game. You learned this one move, and that's your move.
It's like this finishing move.
Finish him.
It's like, yeah, something happens. But anyway, after this very pregnant pause, Dalton decides to fight his demons and to not throat rip Wesley. Only now will I be the better man. Never mind all these dead people.
Yes.
And it's at that very moment, thank goodness, that Dr. Clay comes running in to see how he's changed.
What?
How did she know to be there? And why? After the way she dismissed Dalton.
Isn't she on the clock still?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
The only thing I could come up with is she's working at the hospital, and when you have a big trauma coming in, they call ahead and say, prepare the trauma ward. She may have heard the call. That's like, I know what's going on because it's Wesley's house.
Like, there's an explosion at the Wesley house or whatever.
I know what's happening.
There's been an explosion or someone called from the Double Deuce and said, we've got Wade Garrett's body here.
Yeah.
And she would know he was going there. Maybe his corpse got rolled into the hospital and she's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that, to me, makes the most sense.
That's a good one. I hadn't thought of that one. That's good.
So Dalton, like, gets up off Wesley. Wesley picks up the little pistol. It's over! The doc screams, no! And then, boom, Wesley gets hit right in the, like, upper chestular area with a shotgun blast. It looks like just meat has exploded off of him.
Oh, God.
And suddenly, somehow, the room is full of town elders with shotguns.
Was there a big chunk missing here? Because all of a sudden, they're just in the room. They didn't even come in behind the dock or anything. They're just all spread around the trophy room.
They were all hiding in the taxidermy. Like,
and this is the same question with them I had with Doc, was like, how did they know what was going on there? And the only answer I had, I mean, in the framework of the movie, was Doc told Red.
Yeah, that's exactly
what. And then Red tells all
him.
The other guys that are in that little posse, like, hey, this is going on, let's go.
It's maybe they were really just independently, like, on their own coming to kill him.
Like, well, they were pissed
they
at
blow
up
his house the night before, right? It's like, this is it. We're going to come and take out him and his army.
Yeah, it makes so they all, it's like they all take a shot. They all take their turn so that not one is complicit. Yeah.
No one is fully guilty.
Right. With Tillman like lining
it's
up
like
the last shot.
Caesar, like Julius Caesar.
Exactly.
We all have to stab him or else.
At two Tillman, at two Emmett. This is our town, and don't you forget it. I like when he gets that lash out of his body, Wesley's body like flies back and through that glass coffee
there
table.
Was not a whole lot left of him.
No.
Though you said you wished it was worse.
I wish it was like that Murphy death in RoboCop.
But I love the visual of it, though, of him just going through this glass
cops
table.
Cops don't
just
like me. I don't like cops. So, yeah, Doc is rightfully traumatized. She's just like standing there like,
she's witnessed paralyzed. Her uncle like killing in cold blood.
The man she loves and her uncle are both murderers.
Yeah.
I guess maybe that evens it out, so now she can love Dalton again. I don't know.
I think she got there in time to see Dalton had the chance to rip a throat and chose not to.
That's
so
right.
Yeah.
He's, you know,
he's reformed.
He's not just a murderer. He's
right,
not a,
exactly.
He's not a
he does
is,
have
though.
Power. Yeah,
he is,
he murdered five people just now. Meanwhile, Red is like gathering up all the shotguns and hustling them out of there like no one knows.
Collect
where
that evidence and get it out of here. It's
where
weird.
Are you going to hide it? I don't know. Meanwhile, Tinker has freed himself from under the polar bear. The sheriff and some deputies who we all know are employed by Wesley come running in, like, looking for Wesley.
Yeah, they're here to back up Wesley,
totally.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, big time. The sheriff's, like, looking around, like, who's going to tell me what the hell happened here?
I wondered who called them to come on out.
That's a good question.
It could be Wesley did before he went to start his
thing.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Anyway.
So the elders all say they didn't see anything. They, like, go around and like, I didn't see anything. Did you?
No. You see anything, Tinker?
Yeah, Tinker takes a long look around and sees some, like, stuffed see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil monkeys on the mantelpiece. Yep. And he's like, a polar bear fell on me.
And then it just, the guitar shredding starts, and there's just like a big belly laugh.
Yeah, so, like, Lovey says that, and you see Stroudenmeyer in red over there, like, covering their mouth, trying not to laugh out loud.
Yeah, the triumphant guitar shredding begins. Cut to the Double Deuce, where Cody's crushing it. And then we cut to the farm, where sometime either before or after that, like, Doc and Dalton are skinny dipping. Is, like, Cody sitting under a tree playing guitar, like...
Yeah, that's weird.
Dalton just pulls that, like, butt naked belly flop into the thing, but is it creepy or is it cool? Like, at the to be doing this in front of a blind
friend,
like, but they're sort of fucking in front of him too.
I don't know, like, man.
I still think it's a creepy factor.
Yeah, no, just, big time.
Yeah. I mean, I know he's blind.
Dalton,
but
the exhibitionist, he's like, gets off on it.
And I guess, like, skinny dipping is a good treatment for PTSD from witnessing several murders.
Sure. All is forgiven now.
And I guess Dalton has decided that Jasper is home, right?
Is he here to stay? I guess so, yeah.
That's what I took from it, was he's like, I'm going to settle down here with Doc now.
And Cody.
This is where I'm going to put down my bouncer roots.
That's right, and Cody's going to be the house band from now on.
Forever.
And Tillman's going to make a mint.
Tillman, yeah.
Yeah.
Does that $500 a night go in... indefinitely?
That's what I was going to say. Is he still making the good money? Because forever and ever and ever?
That's a good question. Like, now that Wesley and all his goons are gone, does he need...
Not really.
So,
right?
So does Dalton become the philosophy teacher at the Jasper High School?
The community college.
and he lives off Doc's money.
Well, or as we've said, we think he didn't pay any taxes because it's all cash
good
money.
Call. So he's
just been stockpiling money, and he's just sitting on a mountain of money.
He's sitting all tucked under the mattress in Emmett's barn.
Like, babe, like we're good. I got this. We're good. We're covered.
So between him and Doc and Red probably getting back out there and starting another garage,
okay,
the family's going to be okay as far as money goes.
Yes.
Sure.
So yeah, Cody hits the chorus of a rockin' ass song, When the Night Comes Falling from the Sky, and the credits roll. And that's all they wrote for this
that's
one.
That's fucking Roadhouse.
That's Roadhouse.
Yeah, they like let the whole performance roll out over the credits.
Yeah.
But
it's good.
Just let him tear it up.
This movie, nominated for 5 Razzies.
Yes.
It was worst picture, worst actor, worst supporting actor.
Who was supporting? Gazzara.
Worst director and worst screenplay. It didn't win any.
I didn't feel like the screenplay was that bad.
Polar bear fell on me.
I love that that's the last spoken line of the movie.
It really is. That's pretty bad. It didn't win any of those awards.
Wade Garrett.
This was the this was the 1990 Razzies, and John will be tickled to hear that the award for worst actor of the decade of the 80s went to Stallone.
just as a fan of the podcast here, I know that just makes John happy.
Damn right.
He's such a Stallone guy.
The movie, I mean, basically was a flop.
That's sad. But I mean, I get it. It's terrible.
It made $30 million on a $17 million budget. It didn't lose money.
Right.
No.
It just, I think it was expected to be a hit because... Swayze was so marketable at that point, and obviously it didn't turn out that way for good reason. But man, it found its life on cable TV, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Well, they got my $4 or $5 at the theater, whatever it was in 89.
I'm glad. That makes my heart glad.
We talked about, like, on TBS, there used to be that series, Movies for Guys Who Like Movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this movie is like the prototype for that. This or like a Rocky IV. Mm-hmm. Or fucking Commando or Bloodsport.
Yes.
Just definitely like immensely watchable and terrible, but great to just have a beer and veg out to.
I would let your mind go to sleep. I would literally rate it as one of the best bad movies out there that you thoroughly enjoy.
It's incredible.
You know it's bad, and it's like the bus jumping in speed. It's not going to make it, but I don't care.
Yeah, no.
I know this movie's not good, but I don't care. I love it.
Shut up and enjoy the Die Hard.
Just go for the ride.
Exactly.
1989, good year for movies that weren't this one.
You're not wrong.
That Batman was number one for the year. Incredible film. But this was also, we talked about it, I think, before. It was the year of the sequel. It was like... Last Crusade was out this year.
Right.
Lethal Weapon 2, Ghostbusters 2, I think Karate Kid 3.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, The Abyss came out this year.
Wow, that's a good movie.
I love The Abyss. I love The Abyss.
Yeah, there were a lot of good movies, and this was not one of them.
This was better or worse than Tango and Cash?
Better than Tango and Cash.
You think?
Yeah.
I think so. A little better movie, yes.
Yeah.
The written dialogue and interactions between characters is natural in this movie.
Okay. I had to watch them back to back. I'll torture myself
so hard.
Name pronunciations. I want to speak to Kesh. I want to borrow a line from you two from earlier podcast.
And then think about Jack Palance as your villain.
I love Jack Palance.
Yeah, we love Jack Palance, but think about him in that movie.
Bring me Lieutenant Eckhart.
Then the mice.
And don't forget your lucky deck.
I need videos of Tango and Cash.
Fucking up my shit.
Dude, Tango, Cash, Cash, and Tango.
Oh my God.
Palance is a great villain.
Yes.
Amazing.
And if he'd been a younger man, he could have played all
that's what, role. Yeah, I was about to say, could he have played the role?
He could have slayed that part. Yeah. I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Getting me all.
Getting you hot and bothered.
Turn down the heat.
Eating the vapors.
Man, we did it.
We certainly did.
That's a hell of a movie. Rick.
Can I add one final note about
please.
This?
Would you please?
There was going to be a remake.
What?
In 2015. They had tapped Ronda Rousey.
Mm.
They were going to flip this and have her be the Dalton character.
I love that.
Nick Cassavetes was supposed to be behind it to write the screenplay and everything.
Damn.
But when Holly Holm nearly kicked Ronda Rousey's head off and ended her undefeated streak, she kind of lost her luster, and so they nixed the remake.
That sucks that everything was hanging on that.
I've seen her in other movies. She was in Expendables. What else?
She was in Expendables 3.
Fast and Furious, I think she was in one of those.
There was another movie with Mark Wahlberg. I believe she was in something 22 or something like that.
I did see that. I hate to say it. I don't really hate to say it, but she's like, she just can't act for shit.
No.
So that also probably is like, ugh. We're going to have a movie with someone who's no longer like Invincible and is a not.
Remake it with somebody like Regina King.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's plenty of badasses you could have.
Or despite what's gone on with her recently, Gina Carano would have been great just with her background.
That's true.
I mean, I know she's had her issues lately, but she can act a little better for sure. Yeah, Gina can act a little, as we've seen from Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Issues aside.
Right.
I don't think we've seen the last of the Roadhouse brand.
No, I don't think so either.
Something, it'll get a reboot or something. Well,
there was a straight to video or DVD sequel.
You were talking about that.
Which I have never seen.
No.
And I'm going to go on record, I will never see.
No.
I'm going to go and see it on Amazon.
You need an A-list, like you need to do it up right.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
I'm trying to think who would even be badass at it. Who's an ass kicker these days?
It would depend. Are you trying to continue the same story, or are you rebooting it?
I think it's like a modern and update, a reboot. Modern it up a little bit. I don't know. I always love to come back to Michael B. Jordan, because he's an ass kicker.
Yeah.
But he's got his own bigger and better things going, I think, though. I don't know.
You could do
Jason Momoa.
I was going to say that you could do something with like Jason Statham as the Wade Garrett character.
I'm trying to think
of who could be the younger guy. Because that would be a good matchup. I'm trying to think though. Who would be?
He'd be play a great like mentor bouncer.
I was going to say that kid that was in the Elton John movie.
Taron Egerton.
Yeah, Egerton, that's his name. Yeah. But he's like too like young and good looking. But I guess that's what people said about Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe. Mm.
I don't know on that one.
But I think it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
The the audiences are there for it, and Hollywood will remake everything at some point.
I'm there for it if they do.
If you do it right, hell yeah.
Yes.
I would pay
It'll be like a WWE production, don't you think? Like one of these, like, I feel like, yeah, this movie is just like, it's the movie equivalent of pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like just violence with an occasional. Yeah. It's like porn.
Yeah.
It's like a fight with meaningless dialogue punctuating fight scenes.
Yeah.
You know?
Tell me you can't see back in the day at this time, 89, Ric Flair jet flying and limousine riding with this movie on.
Oh, hell yeah.
While they're going town to town.
The girls are riding Space Mountain.
Exactly. Oldest ride, longest line.
So good. So good.
Oh, my gosh. We'll be back, I'm sure, with something better or worse than this.
Yeah, we might be dipping back into the Schwarzenegger whale soon.
I do. So. I wanna revisit. I want to get back to Arnie. Yeah. He's never far from my heart.
That's right. Well, we hope everybody's staying safe. Wear a mask. Get your shots.
Yeah, we'll be back.